Good evening. Time is now 6:12. Intergovernmental comes to order. First up, we have acceptance of the minutes from September 22nd. Any questions on the minutes, comments? No? We have a motion.
Motion to move favorable action.
Motion, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Chief, you have thoughts on the minutes? Okay.
Trying to be nice.
Thank you so much. Okay, next up we have appointments. These were carried over from last time. Sir, would you just introduce yourself?
Yep, good evening. My name's Edward Hannon, the third.
Perfect. You're at the right place at the right time. So first up is to the Board of Canvassers, Mr. Edward Hannon. To the Board of Canvassers. Mr. Hannon.
Re-election.
Yep. Correct. Would you like to make any comments before we get started?
No, I just think it's a good opportunity in my life to give back to the community. My children are older now. I'm semi-retired, and I just think it's a good time to help the community.
Great. Thank you. Any members of the committee have any questions for Mr. Hannon?
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Hannon.
Hi, Councilman.
Just, you've been with the city, and you've given your life, your career to our city. Would you mind just, letting us know what?
I did 31 years on the fire department, and it was a great run. I would never change anything. And I retired as assistant chief at the very end, which got another part of the administrator, which I spent a lot of time here. So have a little flashbacks, but it was just a great run. In fact, I saw a council, a few of you yesterday at the Fires Memorial Sunday, so I could just speak to you a little bit. But yeah, it's been a good, it's been a great run, and like I said, I wouldn't change anything.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Any members of the council? Councilman Lattiser?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Mr. Hannon.
Good evening, Council.
Thanks for taking the time yesterday, particularly with the significance of the event that we're at, to chat for a while.
Yes.
And I had asked you why you were interested in serving in this position on the Board of Canvassers, et cetera. And I was quite impressed with with the conversation we had, with the reasons why, with the respect that you were showing to some of your soon-to-be predecessors on that board. And I walked away having a real good, comfortable feeling that this was going to be a good fit for you and a good fit for the Board of Canvassers, and obviously a good fit for us. So
thank you.
Thank you for wanting to serve. Fortunately, you don't have to come before the city council as a rule. So there's no penalty there. But thank you for wanting to serve. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the council? Do any members of the public have any comment on this appointment? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
Motion for favorable.
Thank you very much.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Welcome to the Board of Canvassers. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Okay. Next up, we have an appointment to the Historic District Commission. Michael Logar?
Logar, yep.
Logar. All right. All right. Well, thank you for coming here tonight. Thank you for your willingness to serve on this important commission. Would you like to say anything before we get started?
Yeah, good evening. I'm Mike Logar. I've lived in Warwick for about 2.5 years now with my wife. We reside in Patuxent Village, which is one of the main reasons that I showed an interest in the Historic Commission.
Great, thank you. We have your resume here and can see your studies in engineering and your work in that field, and that will certainly help you in this commission as well as where you reside in historic Patuxent Village. Any members of the committee have any comments or questions? Seeing none, members of the council? Members of the council? Seeing none, members of the public? All right. Do we have a motion?
Motion to move favorable action on appointment.
Second.
Okay. Motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Welcome to the Historic District Commission. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let us know if you need anything. Okay. Appointments are complete. Next up, PCR 111-25, resolution to the Rhode Island Department of Transportation and the State Traffic Commission requesting a traffic study of Ives Road for the protection of non-motorists, including consideration of installing a sidewalk between Harbor Terrace and Goddard Park. This is mine. This is one that I've had a number of requests for. Obviously, Ives Road is a busy road, and the top section near where this request is higher speed. It does reduce in speed when you get down towards the end of Ives Road. A request, there is space along the shoulder of the road the department would be amenable to doing something. So this is the first step, essentially give them the opportunity to go take a look. There have been a number of improvements in that area. Recently, the road's been repaved. We've got some solar speed signs all put up by the RIDOT. So hopefully this would be a little cherry they could put on the Sunday they've been working on over there. So any questions or comments from the committee?
Chairman, thank you. Just a question. So obviously it's your district. So on that area, what you're saying for the non-motorists, have there been any issues in the past with safety?
I'm not aware of any specific incidents. So I don't have anything to say specifically that I would call out. Part of the traffic study would be a review of any reports or any traffic incidents that have occurred along the way. But it would service. So the stretch would be from the Old Forge Road. There's several developments there, and then working its way down Ives Road until the first entrance to Goddard Park. So it would serve a number of residential developments. So,
great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Just to expound upon that, I would assume that part of the traffic study would be investigation into possible like bike lane of travel. I know that's a heavy bicycle flow area.
Yep.
Perhaps that could also be investigated to see if that would alleviate some danger to pedestrians and or bicyclists. And then if that's successful, we can kind of bridge that into other areas of the city.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. All good suggestions. So we'll see what the state can come up with and hopefully get some action. Any members of the council have any questions? Members of the public? I did have a couple members of the public contact me from this area. They weren't able to make it due to work commitments this evening, but there was support from them that they wanted me to echo. Okay, do I have a motion?
Motion for favorable action.
Thank you. Second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Thank you. That is all the business for the Intergovernmental Committee, unless I am mistaken. We can adjourn at 6:22.
Finally, this evening is the Public Properties Committee, and then the full council to follow.
got a pen.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 6:23 p.m. First up, acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on September 22nd, 2025. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One item on the agenda, PCR 112-25, resolution approving an easement to National Grid for the installation, maintenance, and operation of overhead and underground electric distribution system at Pilgrim High School. This is docketed under Council President Sinapi. Do we have a recommendation?
So this is docketed on behalf of the school department, and they have a representative here to speak on it.
Thank you. You'd be invited to give a brief presentation. I don't have any particular questions myself at the moment.
Good evening, Steve Gothberg, Director of Capital and Construction Improvements for Warwick Public Schools. As part of the new high school project at Pilgrim, we're going to have to install a new transformer, install a pole on the property, and as part of Rhode Island / National Grid's requirements, they require a grant of easement to put those items on the city property. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. The resolution seems fairly straightforward to me. The Exhibit A with the description has been provided. Do we have any questions, members of the committee? Members of the council, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening.
Good evening, Councilman.
I have a few questions, more cleanup kind of thing. So in the grant of easement, it says grantor's land, comma, as may from time to time be required for the purpose of supplying electric service to the grantor's land and land of others adjoining the grantor's land. Which land would that be? Land of others?
I believe that there's an easement that the power runs down now behind the senior center next to Pilgrim. So we're going to tap off of that, come down, and come across.
And to your knowledge, that's the only affecting. Everything else in that whole frontage is all school, right?
What's that?
All the rest of the frontage over there is all school.
Right, and this is I don't think there's any others that are involved.
This doesn't have anything to do with I assume it's an easement of utilities that are on the east side of the existing Pilgrim School right now.
That's that right of way that they already have, that easement. So there's a three-phase line that's going to come in there. I think it's a single phase that feeds the residents behind that. So they're going to bring down a three-phase line, bring a pole over onto Pilgrim property, and then we'll drop down and go underground to the new building.
So when they're running the lines or whatever they're running on the east side of Pilgrim High School between the existing and the new school, they're running lines through there. Is there going to be any upgrades to those at the same time?
No, what we're going to do is, are you talking about the existing power that runs next to the building? What we're going to do there is, because the underground is not in any concrete at all, and it's probably in Orangeburg. It was installed in 1960 would be my best guess. Not very safe to work next to, so we'll probably come back for a temporary easement. Once that is designed, we're going to put a series of poles on the fence line next to the athletic field, temporary service to refeed the existing building, and then when the building's built and we tear down the other, that will all be removed. But the new power will run down between behind the senior center, behind over there by job lot, come down and then come across.
And in the document, it talks about the distribution system. The distribution system is the power lines, et cetera, that we're talking about right now. That's what the distribution
system is? Well, yeah, that's the power line, the primary service to the transformer. After the transformer, it's secondaries, and that's when the school department owns that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gothberg.
Thank you,
Chairman. That's the only questions I have.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you. Members of the council, any further questions, comments? Members of the public? Seeing none, I'll make a brief statement that I think that this is well presented. Thank you for attending this evening.
Thank you.
I see the necessity of this. A little housekeeping note, I'm not going to propose an amendment here at this time, but we'll be proposing an amendment in front of the full council that the title and some of the content of the resolution refers to National Grid. The Exhibit A itself refers to the Narragansett Electric Company, and ultimately the entity itself, from my understanding, from speaking with our city council solicitor, the underlying entity itself has remained the Narragansett Electric Company, and the more recent names after various purchases and the like are registered as fictitious names, basically doing business as type names. Not the city council solicitor's words, don't mean to put words in his mouth, but trying to convey the general point without getting it too deep into the legal here. So simply as a housekeeping measure in front of the full council, I'll at that time move to amend that the resolution be entitled Resolution Approving an Easement to the Narragansett Electric Company, and the rest the same. This does not affect anything to do with the grant of easement itself. It does not affect the Exhibit A, which does name the Narragansett Electric Company as the recipient. And it's my understanding that the utility has prepared or vetted that Exhibit A, the grant of easement, which is the controlling document here. So maybe a matter of city council housekeeping here that doesn't affect a single thing about the easement. Any further questions, comments?
I have a comment.
Thank you.
I'm going to make an amendment to your amendment because I believe it's Rhode Island Energy now. I don't think Narragansett Electric Company has been operating as that for years.
I asked the same question, why it was Narragansett Electric versus Rhode Island Energy. They said they were doing DBA, and that for this, they have to use Narragansett Electric.
Mr. Chairman, a review of the Rhode Island Secretary of State Business Database does indicate that the official name of the company remains Narragansett Electric Company, but it does have these fictitious names previously and currently filed that are alternatives to identify this entity. But the amendment that the chairman has suggested would be appropriate cleanup work on the resolution itself. It has no change to the associated easement itself, but it would be perfectly fine for the council to consider such amendment to update to the original old title that we know of.
Thank you. And I concur, looking up the names of the utility, very same utility myself, right now on my computer screen, Secretary of State does.
Can I borrow yours?
There go the mics. the Secretary of State of Rhode Island, the business listings do indeed refer to the exact name of the utility as being the Narragansett Electric Company. It was operating under a so-called fictitious name of National Grid between August 12, 2005 and May 25, 2022, and then operating as of that date, May 25, 2022, began operating as Rhode Island Energy, but effectively it's all the same company. It's simply that it no longer uses the name National Grid anymore. So housekeeping, better to remove that from this so that when people look back at this years from now, that eliminates a potential source of confusion. Any further questions, comments, members of the committee or members of the council or members of the public? Hearing none.
Move favorable action as presented.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
The committee meeting concludes at 6:34 p.m.
All right, City Council will come to order at 6:38 p.m. Our clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy.
Here.
Mr. DeLuise. Yeah. Mr. Foley. Yeah. Mr. Gephardt. Mr. Kirby.
Yeah.
Mr. Lanza.
Here.
Mr. Buno.
Here.
Mr. Napa.
Here.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Councilman Riggs could please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the new world, which is to be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the narrowless light, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the
First up, we have general communications. It consists of announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I have one community event to be aware of. Is a student at Tollgate. There's a GoFundMe set up for it, as he's been diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. The GoFundMe is under Aiden Saez, S-A-E-Z. It was set up by administrative and faculty teams of Tollgate and the Career and Tech Center. So please, if you can contribute, please do. It would be much appreciated for the family. Councilman Lattisner.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I would like to ask for a moment of silence to recognize the passing of one of our own colleagues, Councilman Ray Gallucci. Ray Gallucci, as you all know, served on the city council for many, many years, was very active in the community, and I never had the pleasure of serving with him on the council, but I did have interactions with him throughout my career here in the city. So I would just like to request a moment of silence in memory of Councilman Raymond Gallucci.
All right, we'll have a moment of silence for the passing of Mr. Gallucci. You will certainly be remembered fondly. And Councilman Lattiser reminds me, I have to request a moment of silence for Ms. Cheryl Laura Iadone. She's formerly on my ward committee. She had passed recently, unexpectedly. So if we could have a moment of silence for her as well, please. Councilman Gebhardt.
Unfortunately, one more moment of silence for also a past colleague of ours, Councilwoman Barbara Colt, passed away last week. She was a councilwoman from Ward 9, I want to say in the 80s. Yeah.
We can have a moment of silence from Ms. Colt. And Councilman Foley.
Thank you. Mine is a recognition of one of my constituents, Mary McNulty. And just a little story. I met Mary again when I was campaigning 5 years ago, knocking on doors. And she answered the door and we were talking. And I said to her, you look so familiar. And she goes, well, we went to high school together. And Mary was Mary Stukides at the time, and she went on to become a teacher at Pilgrim High School. And so we kindled that relationship, and about a year later, after I was elected to the council, there was an opening on the Warwick Land Trust for the Ward 1 representative, and I reached out to Mary and roped her in. And she's done an outstanding job. Sadly, she's resigning to pursue other endeavors. One of the ones she does, and the reason she's not here tonight to hear this, is that she's at another function helping train like comfort dogs. So she is actively involved in the community still. She will be missed on the land trust, and we're going to have to find someone to replace her. So I just wanted publicly to thank her, even though she could not attend tonight. Thank you.
Anything else for general communications? Seeing none, we can move on to executive communications, which there are none. Next, we have acceptance of minutes from the city council meeting held on September 22nd. Is there any objection to approving said minutes as presented? Seeing none, so approved. Next, we have appointments requiring confirmation versus Board of Canvassers for Edward Hannon III. This is intergovernmental. Councilman Gebhardt.
Yes, there were two appointments this evening. First up to the Board of Canvassers, Edward Hannon. Committee recommend favorable action.
Recommendation for favorable action. For action, Councilman Gebhardt.
Move favorable action on Edward Hannon's appointment to the Board of Canvassers.
Second.
Any questions or comments regarding the appointment of Edward Hannon III? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa? Yes. Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
9 yes appointment passed.
Next is the appointment to the Historic District Commission of Michael Logar. Again, this is intergovernmental. Councilman Gebhardt.
Yes, Mr. President, committee recommends favorable action.
for action. Councilman Gebhardt.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Second. Any questions or comments on the appointment of Michael Logar to the Historic District Commission? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi.
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa.
Yes.
Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Napa.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
9 yes, appointment passes.
Next up, we have the consent calendar. PCR 116-25, a resolution relative to bids. This is Finance, Councilman Lattiser.
The committee recommends favorable action on PCR 116-25.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action.
Second.
PCR 116-25.
Am I understanding that there was one bid removed?
There was. And that was previously item number 9, 2023-458, and it has now become PCR 118-25 as amended.
Perfect. All right, and next on the consent calendar. Well, are there any further questions on the resolution for bids? All right, so then next on the consent calendar, PCR 117-25, a resolution relative to abatements. This is again Finance, Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommending favorable action.
Bless you. All right, for action, Councilman Lattiser.
Favorable action on the abatements.
And that's in the amount of $20,096.73?
Yes.
So it's moved favorable action by Councilman Lattiser. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a second? Any further questions on the resolution relative to abatements? Any further questions on the consent calendar as a whole? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Sinapi.
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Napa.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Abstain.
8 yes, 1 abstention.
Next we have the item removed, PCR 118-25. Will be at Finance, so Councilman Lattiser.
The administration has requested to hold until October 20th, 25.
Any objection to this item being held? Seeing none, so held. Now we have the unfinished business. Is there any objection to items 1 through 8 being held at the request of the administration to the next meeting, which would be October 20th.
I have question.
Question or objection?
Yeah, I object to holding all 8 of them.
Alrighty. So is it possible for someone to motion to hold items 1 through 8?
So moved.
All right. Motion made.
Second.
Motion seconded. Any questions or comments on the motion? Councilman Napa?
I feel like there's a couple on here that we can knock off the table and approve and get off the board, mm-hmm, rather than bog down the next meeting.
I have no dispute one way or another. I was asked by the administration to hold these till the next meeting, and it's their bids, so I have no issue with that. If the admin wants to speak on it, they're welcome to.
Through the president to the chief of staff, if there's a few on here that we can fairly comfortably...
Councilman, I mean, we could discuss, I know the mayor has asked number 1, 2, 3, and 4. 5 is through the Warwick Public Schools Student Assistance Program. We could discuss that. 6, request to hold. Number 7 is being withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, also... request to hold, number 8.
All right, so then the new request from the administration would be to hold items 1 through 4, 6, and 8.
Mr. President?
So first we have a pending, yes, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, so through the chair to the chief. Chief, I don't have any objection to holding items 1 through 6, just, you know, so I'm clear with that. From a point of efficiency, PCR 104-25 As you said, that was a motion by the administration to withdraw. I think it's something that we could vote on tonight. There's no...
I mentioned that one, number seven.
Okay, and same with item number eight. That was basically amended with agreement from the fire department to amend it from 20,000 to 18,000. That was mutually agreed, so why not we just get that one off the table?
So there's no one here from the fire department to speak on it, so if there's any questions, you'd have to then hold it.
Fine. Okay. So PCR 105-24, now 2026-197, you're okay with us getting rid of that?
So items number 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. And if there's any questions on 8, you'd have to hold that. So I'm willing to speak. The administration is willing to go through number 5, the World Public Schools Student Assistance Services contract, as well as obviously number 7, PCR 104-25-26-197, since that one's being withdrawn anyway. But I am not prepared to speak about number 8 or the others.
All right, Mr. President.
Yep.
I would make a motion just to approve their initial request and hold all 8 items.
Okay. All right, so right now
second.
There is a pending motion to hold items 1 through 8 with a note. Motion and a second already. So unless there's any other further questions on it, and it sounds like there may not be, we can just call the roll on the request to hold.
Aye.
Claire, could you please call the roll?
Well, actually, point of clarification. The school department is waiting for that one particular one. I didn't think there was any objections to that, so I didn't know if there was a way that we could just pull that one out.
I think it's a point of order that the chief just offered to speak on the 2 items that we can approve and get those monies out. I think the use of the opioid money to get those programs enacted for the students is imperative, and I can't speak for everyone, but I would hope that everyone's in support. We can just get that one off the table.
Thank you, Councilman Apple.
So let's try this. Is there any objection to holding items 1 through 4, 6, and 8?
We have a motion and a second.
I know.
Going to deal with.
I know. So Sir Robo over here told me something, and now I'm regurgitating it. Is there any objection to holding items 1 through 4, 6, and 8? And to be clear, that would leave remaining the school department item mentioned, and that would leave remaining the withdrawal mentioned. Okay. There being no objection, so ordered, held. So.
Hold till when?
October 20th.
October 20th?
So the next meeting. So that brings us to PCR 102-2026-208, Warwick Public Schools Student Assistance Services. Councilman Lattiser, the report from finance appears to have been favorable. Yeah, it came from a favorable recommendation from committee. Are there any questions or comments on the bid? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Motion to move favorable action. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Councilman Foley? All right. Clerk will please call the roll. Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Garvey?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ray?
Yes.
Next is PCR 104-25-2026-197, dictation software for police department. The recommendation was to withdraw. Are there any questions and comments? Or comments? Is there a motion?
Motion to move favorable action. No, a motion to withdraw, sorry. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Buda?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Next, we have PCR 91-25, a resolution in observance of Hispanic Heritage Month. This was Councilman Ricks. It came from committee without recommendation. So, Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. We moved it to the full council without recommendation out of expediency. I would briefly state that, similar to other Heritage Month resolutions, this had previously been recognized by the United States U.S. Department of State at the federal level. And I think that it's important for us on the local level to continue to recognize and honor these Heritage Months dedicated to a diverse range of people who help make this country great and who help make the city great. And with that, I recommend favorable action and move favorable action.
So is there any questions or comments from the public? Because this is an item that didn't have a chance to be heard by the public. Seeing none, there's a motion for favorable action, and it looked like based on hands, there were seconds. So yeah, second. Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Foley. Any further discussion on the motion for favorable action? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Next, we have PCR 92-25, resolution relative to the City Council meeting calendar for 2026. Just for me, intergovernmental, it came to the full council without recommendation. Again, public. Let me pull up my calendar to make sure we get this right. So we have to move one date, which is currently scheduled for a holiday, which we don't want to do. And thank you to the member of the public that alerted us to it for this year's calendar so that we could catch it for next year's. It is appreciated. So I need to amend this from September 21st to September 14th. Would someone please make that motion so it goes from being a holiday on the 21st to not a holiday on the 14th?
Motion to amend proposed calendar from September 21st to September 14th meeting.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the proposed amendment? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would still continue to object to one meeting in September, whether it be the 21st or the 14th.
I'm not trying to interrupt you, but separate matters. So right now we're just trying to move away from
okay.
the holiday.
Got it.
So yes okay. to that, just pinning it for a moment.
I'm okay with that.
So any further questions or comments on the proposed amendment? All right, so any questions or comments from members of the public? Clerk will please call the roll on the proposed amendment from the 21st to the 14th.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
And yes to amend.
All right. So now, as amended, the calendar is before us. So all the dates are the same, except now, 21st is the 14th. Now, Councilman Lattiser, your point about wanting to do two meetings, not one.
As I had stated at the last meeting, I don't think it's appropriate to have just one meeting in July, August, and September. I'm fine with July and August. I believe that having just one meeting in September is just simply doing a disservice to the taxpayers and just continues to pile on to the docket as we, in the bid package as we saw this year. Hopefully, things could be changed to reflect two meetings, but that's my reasoning and position for it. Thank you.
Got it. All right. Do we have a motion for the calendar as presented. Or I should say as amended. My apologies.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion for favorable action and a second. Is there any questions or comments from the public on the motion for favorable action on the calendar as amended? Any questions or comments from the council on the calendar as amended and the motion for favorable action now pending? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Yes.
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 All right, next we have PCR 95-25, a resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a lease extension for fire station number 8 with the Rhode Island Airport Corporation. I docketed this on behalf of the mayor. This went to the full council without recommendation from public properties. So I guess administration, take it away. Bless you.
Bless you.
Bill Facenti, Chief Staff to Mayor Picozzi. So what you have before you is a extension of the lease where Station 8 is on Post Road. I'm not sure if you all know, but we do not own that land. It was taken by RIAC through the FAA as part of a clear zone determined to be not safe for residents to live in. One of the uses that are allowed is a public safety building, fire station. Lease was entered into in 1999 for 26 years. It's expiring on December 31st, 2025, and asking for renewal of the lease. We own the building, but not the land. There is an increase in the rent. The original lease had the rent set at $6,702. With cost of consumer price index increases in year 6, 11, 16, and 21. The new lease is based on the old terms on the consumer price index, and that is set at $10,748.10, with the new lease expiring on December 31st, 2029. There are some regulations that RIAC expressed to the city that they can't enter into leases over 30 years, but they can potentially get a waiver from the FAA in year 30. We tried to buy the land. They were not interested in selling the land. Based on their funding sources, they were not able to sell the land. Try to answer any of your questions.
All right, questions or comments from members of the council? Councilman Ricks, you have the question face on.
Thank you. I'll wait for the plane for just a moment.
Sort of ironic.
How ironic. Excuse me. Now, under the original lease, I'd reviewed it ahead of the meeting.
I can't hear you, Councilman.
Thank you. I'd reviewed the original lease ahead of the meeting a couple of weeks ago. If I recall correctly, isn't there a provision in here for the purchase of the property?
We tried to purchase the property and RIAC said no.
Okay, I found it. Article 15, option to purchase. Let's see. Yeah, so the airport, is it simply a matter of the airport, RIAC, not being willing to move forward with the prerequisites? And does the proposed amendment of the lease do anything to alter the city's rights under section 15.1 entitled option to purchase?
There is no provision to purchase. Like I said, we reached out to RIAC. and they said they are not willing to sell the property. I believe it says in that original lease, contingent on FAA approval. Didn't read through 15.1.
I believe
so. It says under amount allowable under FAA or other applicable federal regulations and previous rental payments shall be credited for the purchase price. They basically told us no, they're not selling it.
Yeah, it looks like there may be another prerequisite in there in terms of specifically a prefaces by stating that this limitation that is RIAC not having the authority to agree to allow the city to purchase the premises, that limitation is due to RIAC leasing the premises on a long-term basis from RIDOT. I'm not sure if that's still the case or if RIAC owns that land outright.
Again, we were negotiating with RIAC and they're the drivers of the lease agreement.
Yeah, the
I'm sure the RIAC attorney would have consulted with DOT as well. And our city solicitor reviewed it. He checked with the aviation expert, Stephen Tabor. We did our best to try to buy the property. They're not willing to sell it. They're giving us a five-year lease on the terms. Like I said, we own the station. We do not own the land. Then the station's not something we can pick up and move.
Right. I'm not suggesting that the city do anything to compromise its ability to maintain, run, operate that station. What I'm pointing out is that the language under 15.1, part of it expressly states it, meaning RIAC, shall offer to the city the option to purchase the premises at the minimum amount allowable under FAA or other applicable federal regulations, and previous rental payments shall be credited to the purchase price. So I suppose my two questions here are, can, after the city, I'll assume that the city council and the city move forward with a five-year lease extension. By doing so, my question here first is, we are not doing anything to compromise the rights of that language that's there in section 15.1. I don't believe that I see anything in the second amendment to agreement of lease.
So obviously the administration would be willing to keep the station where it is, and we will continue to pursue purchase of the land. It's just right now we need to renew the lease.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense to me to make sure to preserve the status quo while preserving all of our options here. And especially because 15.1 specifies that there'd be a credit of any rent paid to RIAC.
Correct.
It's not prejudicing the city here either. So that's all my questions for the moment. Thank you.
Councilman DeLuise.
Well, listening to Councilman Ricks, he brings up a lot of good points, but you have offered to buy the land.
We did.
Okay. I mean, just common sense to me, five-year lease, they're going to spend a little over $600,000 for the lease. If you were...
Excuse me, $600,000? It's $10,000 a year.
Oh, I thought it was $10,000 a month.
No, $10,000 a year. $10,700
Well, then
a year.
That makes my point even better. We shouldn't even talk about this. Just renew the lease, and that's it. Get it over with. I was under the impression it was $10,000 a month. I'm sorry. That's it. I'm out.
Councilman Muto.
Good points made on with both other council people. There's no secret, I'm not a fan of RIAC, and I would do anything to shaft them if I could. They're not a good neighbor. They'll take from the city at a low price, but charge us for things that frankly shouldn't be charged. Take our services, take our land. I would question, is RIAC the appropriate people to negotiate with, since the property is under the state of Rhode Island administration versus RIAC?
So they're the regional lessees or leasors of the property. And that's what, again, this was reviewed by our solicitor. There's a lot of land that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation controls that's owned by DOT. It's kind of goes back and forth. The property in back of DPW is owned by DOT. RIAC controls it. This property, there's various pieces of property. You'll have five contiguous lots. Two are owned by DOT and one is by RIAC. It all depends on how the land was acquired, I believe. So this is the, as far as the administration is concerned, this is the appropriate path to take forward.
Okay.
And your disdain for the Airport Corporation, that's why, the administration is fighting for a seat on the board. Mm-hmm. Asked in multiple years to get that, so.
Yeah. Very good.
Councilman Napa.
Thank you, Council President. Just to clarify and to follow up on Councilman Muto's point, monthly meetings that I have with RIAC have sort of revealed to me that the FAA strictly controls what authority that both DOT and RIAC have when they have a desire to dispose of any of these properties that they've acquired, because they use the FAA funding or programs to acquire the properties from the city. They're very strict on what they can and cannot do and how they can dispose of those. So it's a lot of FAA red tape over the top of who actually owns the property that we would have to be able to cut through to get to the point of sale, just for clarity.
Any further questions for the administration? Any questions from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion? There's a request for favorable action. Is there a second? Any questions on the motion for favorable action? Any questions from the members of the public on the motion for favorable action? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. Muto?
No.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
7 yes, 2 no, motion passes.
Next is PCR 106-25, a resolution in regards to removing the yield signs on Bellevue Avenue where it intersects with Summit Street and installing stop signs on Summit Street where it intersects Bellevue Avenue. This is public safety. Councilman Muto.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Public Safety Committee recommended favorable action for this PCR 106-25.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments on the motion for favorable action? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes.
Next is PCR 107-25, a resolution in regards to installing stop signs at the intersections of Underwood Avenue and Parkview Avenue, Richmond Drive, Spofford Avenue, and Newfield Avenue/Northampton Street. This is public safety. Councilman Muto.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Public Safety Committee recommended favorable action for this PCR 107-25.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Motion favorable action, seconded by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Nine yes, motion passes.
Next is PCR 109-25, a resolution in regards to installing a stop sign on Grand Avenue where it intersects with Leroy Avenue. This is Public Safety. Councilman Muto.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Public Safety Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 109-25.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 109-25.
Motion for favorable action, seconded by Councilman Muto, Councilman Gebhardt. Any questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sammy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Yes.
Next, we have PCR 110-25, a resolution in regards to installing stop signs on Spencer Woods Drive and on Deer Run Crossing, where each intersects with Major Potter Road. Again, Councilman Muto, Public Safety.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Public Safety Committee recommends favorable action for PCR 110-25.
For action, Councilman Gebhardt. Request for favorable action, seconded by Councilman Lassiter. Any questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 111-25, a resolution to the Rhode Island Department of Transportation and the State Traffic Commission requesting a traffic study of Ives Road for the protection of non-motorists, including consideration of installing a sidewalk between Harper Terrace and Goddard Park. This is intergovernmental. Councilman Gephardt.
Yes, Mr. President, the committee recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gebhardt.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Any questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Next, PCR 112-25, resolution approving an easement to National Grid for the installation, maintenance, and operation of overhead and underground electrical distribution system at Pilgrim High School. This is public properties. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Committee recommends favorable action, and I would move an amendment.
All right. For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move amendment to change a portion of the title of PCR 112-25 to reflect the name the Narragansett Electric Company in place of the name National Grid in the title and content of the resolution.
All right. Any objections to such amendment? All right. So there's a motion to amend. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on the motion to amend? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sammy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. And now, as amended, do we have a request for action?
Favorable action.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks. Any questions or comments on this as amended? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Next, we have PCR 113-25, resolution relative to J claim. This is public safety. Councilman Muto.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Public Safety Committee is favorable for the approval of the appeal of $182.25 for PCR 113-25.
All right. Any questions or comments on this for action?
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, and this is for $182.25, correct?
Yes.
All right. Any questions or comments on the request for favorable action and the amount stated? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinanis?
Yes.
Mr. Dillon?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Lattiser? Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Yes.
Next is PCR 114-25, resolution relative to Juanita Gray claim. This is Public Safety. Councilman Muto.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Public Safety Committee recommends denial of this appeal for PCR-114-25.
All right, so for unfavorable action, Councilman Muto?
Yes, motion for unfavorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any further questions or comments on the motion for unfavorable action on this claim? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll. And a yes vote is that you're in favor of unfavorable action.
Mr. Sinanis?
Yes.
Mr. Dillon?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kern?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Next, we have PCO 27-25, an ordinance amending Appendix A, zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick citywide. This is me on behalf of the mayor for referral and advertising. Does anyone have anything for unanimous consent? Seeing none, move right along to the...
Second.
Any objection? Seeing none, to the docket session we go. Ward 1. Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7.
Pass.
Ward 9.
Pass.
All right, and I have a collection. Where to begin? Resolution in regards to consulting services.
Finance.
Resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a lease renewal for the cell tower located at Warwick Fire Station number 5, 450 Cuisa Road.
Public properties.
Resolution authorizing the City of Warwick to submit applications for the 2026 outdoor recreation grant through Rhode Island DEM.
Intergo.
And let's just check, make sure we're not missing any. Yeah, it looks like I have one more. Resolution of the Rhode Island General Assembly requesting to expand the jurisdiction of the Warwick Municipal Court. Did we? Really? Look at us being overachievers.
Yes, that was docketed in, at the August meeting.
Same with Amendment of Chapter 6, Article 6. In Chapter 64, Section 5 of the Code of Ordinances?
There was also the merging of the Housing Building Boards as one. That was docketed in August. And yeah, I believe that's everything.
All right. All set. Meeting adjourned at 7:26 p.m.